Tory MP Giovanni says Trump gave him a message for Canadians. Conservative MP Jamil Giovanni says he met with White House officials on February 4, and that U.S. President Donald Trump asked him to pass along a message to Canadians, "Tell the Canadians I love them." Giovanni, who is a close friend and former university roommate of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, had said a day before that he is traveling to Washington to help improve Canada-U.S. relations and advance trade talks, including on the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Productive meetings today with the White House and State Department, Giovanni said on social media on February 4. More meetings with senators, GM, and others this week. Giovanni told the American outlet Semaphore that he held unofficial meetings with Vance and his wife Usha Vance, as well as with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on February 4. Giovanni had said on February 3 that helping Canada in trade relations with the United States is not a partisan issue, a sentiment in line with the Conservatives' declared position that they want to help the Liberal government in trade talks. CUSMA and trade with the United States is so important to the Canadian economy and to our future as an independent, self-reliant nation that Conservatives and Liberals don't need to fight over this at all. In fact, we need to work together, Giovanni said. Giovanni said that he has a strong network in the United States, and that he plans to build on that to help in trade talks and tariffs relief. Giovanni's Bowmanville, Oshawa North Riding in Ontario is among the regions hard hit by U.S. tariffs due to the levies on the auto sector. The reality is that 3/4 of our exports go to the United States, Giovanni said. If we want an economy that is good for our young people, if we want an economy that supports public services for seniors in our communities, we've got to work with the Americans. Giovanni told Semaphore that he is focused on defusing tensions between Canada and the United States, and that key to this will be Ottawa not seeking further close relations with China. Prime Minister Mark Carney recently signed a series of deals with China on trade issues, and said the strategic partnership he is establishing with Beijing sets us up well for the new world order. U.S. officials have been critical of the deals, saying they may impact Canada's free trade negotiations with the United States. Giovanni said that his talks with U.S. officials focused on the upcoming USMCA/CUSMA renewal talks, while clarifying that he's not speaking on behalf of the federal government, according to Semaphore. He added that he hopes his meetings in the United States would mean that we don't need to go further with China. It kind of shows to me, before we're even really doing everything possible to get this done with the U.S., now we're willing to work with a government that, less than a decade ago, we were saying was a genocidal state, Giovanni told Semaphore. Washington trip. During the Conservative convention in late January, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre said he has made a good faith offer to the Liberal government to help remove U.S. tariffs. Poilievre held a private meeting with Carney on February 4, where the two said they discussed issues related to affordability, public safety, and the economy. Asked by reporters if he had any advice for Giovanni on his trip, Poilievre said on February 4 that he tells all Conservative MPs they need to fight for jobs in their communities. He's going to fight for those autoworkers, as all of our MPs have been doing, Poilievre said. Carney was also asked about Giovanni's trip on February 4, to which he responded that the Conservative MP has been briefed by the minister responsible for Canada-US trade, Dominic LeBlanc. Carney, however, dismissed the significance of Giovanni's trip, saying he's not a trade official. We have extensive contacts with the U.S. administration, constant contacts with the U.S. administration. Mr. LeBlanc gave a briefing to Mr. Giovanni, who I don't believe is the trade critic for the opposition, certainly not the Minister of International Trade, nor the Prime Minister, Carney told reporters in Ottawa. Canada-U.S. relations. Carney last traveled to Washington in December, where he met with Trump on the sidelines of the FIFA World Cup draw. Relations between Carney and Trump soured following Carney's speech on January 20 at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he criticized U.S. foreign policy and protectionism, and said middle powers should band together against great powers. Trump told the WEF the next day that Carney wasn't so grateful, and the following day, after Carney rebuffed Trump's comment that Canada lives because of the United States, Trump rescinded an invitation for him to join the U.S.-led Board of Peace. Trump and other U.S. officials have also criticized Carney for his recent agreements with China and slashing tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, with Trump threatening 100% tariffs on Canada over the issue, while Carney has said he isn't pursuing a free trade deal with Beijing. Carney and Trump held a private call in late January, during which, according to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Carney walked back some of his comments at the WEF. Carney denied this claim, saying he meant what he said. Canada hasn't been able to secure a trade deal with the United States to remove 35% tariffs on products that don't fall under the USMCA. The Liberal government has said it now has its sights set on the USMCA review, which is due later this year.